Hi, this is Jesse Liberty. Today we're going to be talking about isolated storage, a way to store data on your phone that will persist even when your application is closed. To see this, let's open up Visual Studio and create a new project. We'll select Windows Phone Application and we'll give that application the name ISO Storage. Let's also set that we are building this in Mango, that's 7.1. As soon as Windows settles down, let's set the application title, and we'll do this in all caps as that's the Metro standard. So we'll have that marked as isolated storage, and then we will adjust the page name, and this, according to the Metro standard, is done all in lowercase, so keys and values. There are a number of ways to create rows and columns in the grid that you get by default in a new Windows Phone application. We're going to click in the margin to create four rows. The first three will be approximately the same size, and the last four will take up all the remaining room, and we'll also create a column in about one-third of the way across. We could do this directly in the XAML as well, and that would give us somewhat more tedious work to do, but more precise values if that was important to us. Through the magic of video, let's drop in very quickly two text blocks, key and value, and two text boxes to pick up the values that the user will enter. And on the third row, we're going to place a button. Let's adjust the margins on that button just a little bit so that the whole button is displayed properly. And then in the last row, we'll put a list box, and we'll set the background color of that list box to gray so that it stands out a bit and we can see the list box. Let's close these windows and take a look at what our simple UI looks like. We've got prompts for key and value and a save button and a list box. Let's save all that and go to the code behind. First thing I'm going to do is get rid of this meaningless comment that it's a constructor and put in a private member variable of type isolated storage settings. Notice the red squiggly line that indicates we need an include, and so we'll let the system add using system IO isolated storage. Let's drop into our constructor the initialization of our ISO settings, that is our isolated storage settings variable, and then also create event handlers for clicking on the save button and for changing the selection in the list box. We've named that list box keys, and so we're going to handle the selection change event for that list box. Let's start with the selection changed, and we're going to make sure that at least one item, and in our case exactly one item, has been selected. We'll grab that selected item, making sure that it's a string, and then we will parse that string to find the index of the colon, and we will set the string key to everything before the colon. That lets us have key, colon, value strings, and now we are setting the text value of the key text block to be whatever is in that first half of the string, and the value text box text is going to be set to the value that's hidden away in isolated storage under that key. In the save click button, first thing we're going to do is make sure that we don't have a null or empty value in the key or value box. In order to save, each of those has to have something in them. Then we're going to look to see if this key that we've just been given already exists in isolated storage. If it does, we will update it by setting the value.text, that is the value that's in the value text box, to that isolated storage key. Otherwise, we create a new entry in isolated storage using the add keyword, and we call a method that we're going to write right now called rebindKeys. rebindKeys' job is to set up the list box based on the current contents of isolated storage. So we're going to initialize the text boxes in value and key to empty, and we're going to have the items on the list box totally cleared out. And now we're going to iterate through each key in isolated settings keys collection, make a list box item from each key, and parse it into key and value to go into that list box. Let's remember to call that from the constructor so that when this is awakened or when you return to this page, if there are key value pairs in isolated storage for you, you'll be able to pull them out and display them. This allows us to type a key value and then a value value, if you'll pardon me. So now you have a key value pair. We're going to save that to isolated storage, and that will get reflected in the list box as well. Let's add a few key value pairs and save the second key value pair. And let's add one more, adding the years of employment as a key and as the value of the number of years I've been working at Microsoft, and save that. When you click on one of these values in the list box, we retrieve the key from the string in the list box, and we retrieve the value out of isolated storage by passing in that key. We can edit one of these values, and what it will do is go into isolated storage, find that existing key, in this case name, and change the value associated to whatever you've changed it to. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you very soon.